Each year, thousands of deer are killed on roads and highways in New England. Those collisions can lead to costly insurance claims, injuries, and death. Now, a study is exploring what would happen to deer and to humans if an elusive carnivore came back to the Northeast, the mountain lion. Patrick Scahill from Here and Now contributor WNPR in Hartford reports.
Watching Bambi, you'd never think it. But Laura Prue, a wildlife ecologist at the University of Washington, says statistically, deer are the most dangerous mammal in North America to humans.
Everyone's been in a car wreck with a deer out east or knows someone who has.
That includes Prue.
I was a passenger in one when I was a teenager. We were driving to swim practice early in the morning, and I was trying to sleep a little in the back seat, and the driver hit a deer.
Everyone in the car was okay, but each year, Prue says about 200 people die in 1.2 million crashes with deer across the U.S. She estimates those car accidents are enough to cost Americans more than $1.5 billion in damages. Enter the mountain lion.
We wanted to explore what would happen if cougars did return to the eastern U.S.
Right now, all the major wildlife agencies say cougars do not inhabit New England. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says eastern cougars are extinct, and today the only populations that can live and breed on their own are western cougars and Florida panthers. But those cats appear to be wandering further from home. In 2011, a cougar was hit by a car on a highway in Connecticut, and genetic testing revealed that cougar came all the way from South Dakota. Prue and her colleagues say that and other sightings in the Midwestern states raise the future possibility of a permanent population of eastern cougars, and she says can impact deer. To find out how, Prue took lots of deer data, looking at birth rates, population density charts, and car impacts, and paired that up with cougar predation info from the western U.S. Over a 30-year period, she estimated that cougars would reduce eastern deer densities by 22%. Prue says cougars coming back to the region could actually save lives, but Morty Ortega, a wildlife ecologist at the University of Connecticut, is skeptical.
Will it really work? You know, it's very difficult for me to see it here in Connecticut. I probably can see a little bit more, you know, in Maine, for example.
Places where there are more continuous and remote forest landscapes. Ortega says more populated areas could potentially support mountain lions, but forest fragmentation means only a handful could live here at any one time, and they'd have to adapt.
This lion would have to learn how to cross highways, how to move around and about, and they will be moving, you know, within the backyards of a lot of people.
Which Laura Prue says could be pretty scary.
Basically, a cougar is, you know, a 100-pound killing machine that has millions of years of evolutionary history as a specialized predator, you know, an obligate carnivore. And they do specialize on deer, but they will occasionally attack people or pets.
In the U.S. and Canada, over more than a century, cougars have killed 21 people. Still, one Connecticut group is ready to welcome mountain lions. For years, members of Cougars of the Valley have been on the lookout, sharing photos and setting up dozens of camera traps all over the state. So far, they say they've had many false alarms, but no shots yet of the elusive ghost cat. For Here and Now, I'm Patrick Scahill in Hartford.